time for the Big Boy Sports Recap. Brad the Butt.
Big Boy.
Luke G filling in for Steve-O again as he's still down in the Caribbean. I'm sure even if we did talk to him down there, I think it was like $50 a phone call or something stupid. He's probably pretty hungover.
He's probably really jealous of the great weather we're having compared to the Caribbean.
Oh, I know. It's so nice and warm here and no snow.
It's gorgeous.
Well, it looks amazing where he's at. I hate him right now. We got a lot to talk about today, including a ton of March Madness. But I'd like to talk a little bit, which, by the way, I did get his picks. He got them to me last night.
That was nice of him.
But I want to start with baseball.
All right.
Because a couple things happened yesterday that have some significance to listeners here in the Upper Peninsula. One is, if you're a Brewers fan, we've been talking about how on fire their bats have been. And did you hear about yesterday's spring training score?
Man, I did not.
Okay, so I know it's spring training. But they scored 24 runs to 3 over Seattle yesterday.
That is incredible.
They have been putting up huge numbers in spring training. I don't know if what's going on. I want to be excited for them. You know what I mean? But it's like, is this skewed? I don't know enough about this team to get excited because their pitching is holding teams pretty low and score under 3 or less runs a lot this spring, which is very unusual because you usually are pitching your single A and double A players,
right?
Triple A players, you know.
Hey, Brewers dark horse, maybe. That could be your pick. You could be a real baseball guy. Go with the Brewers as a dark horse.
If I were to look, I would venture right now in the last 6 or 7 spring training games, they've scored probably over 50 runs, cumulative. Because they've had some 14-run games, some 10s, some 8s.
That'd be so 12s. Much fun if they kept that going in the season. Just a team that just loads up in the runs.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really hope that this is kind of a harbinger for what's to come for the main part of the season.
It kind of makes me want to watch a Brewers spring training game, like actually sit down and watch.
I want to see who's playing. I want to see what's going on here. I want to know why. Because that's ridiculous. And by the way, they have another game today against the Chicago Cubs at 4 p.m. The Tigers, on the other hand, they went to a 3-3 tie with Washington in 10 innings, which is weird to me.
Yeah.
Saying a tie in baseball, but I understand. It's spring training. They don't go past 10 innings. That's just the way it is.
They're up 7-0 today.
7-0 in the 6th versus Miami is what I got right now. Yep. So maybe they're turning around. But speaking of the Detroit Tigers, half of which are in the World Baseball Classic right now.
Miggy, yes. Can't you see?
Miguel Cabrera. How about that? Last night, hit a solo homer against a good pitcher, by the way. And basically pulled out a 4-3 win against a very scrappy Italian team. I cannot believe Italy's doing this.
We talked about this. We were wondering how Italy even made the World Baseball Classic. I didn't even know they played baseball in Italy.
Oh,
and they're out here trying to beat the Dominicans. Like
they barely lost to the Venezuelans. So.
Yeah.
Venezuela qualifies for the second round of the WBC with a timely blast over center field from Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah. Fire up, Tigers fans.
It was fun to watch last night. I'm not going to lie. Seeing him, you know that swing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Such a thing of beauty.
He's just amazing. So, they've allowed 35 runs, though, in the first round. So they're pitching not so good.
Nope. That ain't going to win you the coveted World Baseball Classic.
The Venezuelans and the Puerto Ricans were the two teams that moved on from Group D. So that's all I have to say about that. What would you like to talk about? Because we're going to save the whole second half for the NCAA.
That's fair. Man, you know what? Right now, starting this week, the sports world doesn't... Eddie Lacy signed with the Seahawks.
Did he?
Yes, 1-year deal. $5 million contract, $3 million guaranteed.
Now, from what I understand, the Packers actually signed someone for a little pass rush help. Did you hear about this?
I did not. I did not see
that. I'm just showing it to Luke G right now.
Wow. Jayrone Elliott?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gets a chance to rush quarterback.
Yeah, because they just they lost one of their big pass rushers, too. I can't remember.
For the record, the reason, I mean, this is a Cowboys fan sitting here now.
Yes, yes.
He's a Dallas Cowboys fan, which...
It's true.
Between that and, well, at least you're wearing a Chips jersey today. Yesterday,
fire up.
Central Michigan Chippewas. At least you're not wearing a Dallas or a University of Michigan sweatshirt like yesterday, but Yeah, Packers.
Yeah, and then...
They get a chance. They return Jayron Elliott for a bigger pass rushing role.
Eddie Lacy, yeah, Eddie Lacy signed that that contract. I guess he showed up. I didn't read the full article. I don't know if he showed up to Seattle or if it was a different team. He showed up to a free agent meeting weighing 267 pounds.
Man, lay off the ho-hos.
Cheeseburger Eddie out here.
Holy cow. Somebody take a Twinkie out of that man's hand. All right, we'll be back. We got to talk about March Madness. Big Boy Sports Recap. Luke G filling in for Steve-O. We'll be right back. It's the Outdoor Show.
Fish fry, fish fry.
Every day is a fish fry at Big Boy Marquette. Try Big Boy's Fish Fry Platter or the delicious Great Lakes Perch Platter. The all-you-can-eat Friday night fish fry at Big Boy.
Reel in your fish at Big Boy Marquette.
Or for the pasta lovers, endless spaghetti and meatballs. Or the delicious Cajun Chicken Alfredo. Fish lovers, get to Big Boy Marquette.
It's the fish fry paradise at Big Boy Marquette.
Marquette, Big Boy.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
Marquette Golf Club.
Membership drive is on right now with a good chance of an early spring. I mean, hey, look, the weather forecast is looking like 30s through the rest of the weekend.
Yeah.
After tomorrow. So we could have an early spring, kids. April could be one heck of a golfing month, possibly. This would be a great time to check into it. There's college memberships that are very reasonable. Actually, high school memberships that are even more reasonable. Heritage, Gray Walls, Couples, Singles. Call 225-0721 or visit them online. That's the Marquette Golf Club.
Great place.
It's really fun.
Yep.
I play every Wednesday night in the beer league.
Nice.
A lot of fun. Mr. Tibor and I.
Huh.
Okay, so I got Steve-O's picks last night. I'm not going to go through all of them. Maybe we'll talk about the Final Four a little bit, but let's talk at least about the play-in games tonight and tomorrow night. What's going on?
Well, starting off with a play-in 16 seed matchup, New Orleans and Mount St. Mary's. New Orleans at 20-11, going up against Mount St. Mary's 19-15. The winner of that game gets the number one overall seed, Villanova, so you know they get to at least survive and play in the fun, you know, Thursday game, but they're not going to make it past around a 64.
So the only thing I got to say about this game is I did pick Mount St. Mary's because I figured these playing games are pretty much
a toss up.
Roll the dice.
I got New Orleans.
And I took New Orleans. I'm sorry. Steve took Mount St. Mary's. But what I want to see, I don't know if you noticed this or not, and it would take an actual act of God to make this happen. But Mount St. Mary's, if they go to the Final Four, could play St. Mary's.
That would be on St. Mary's and St. Mary's.
What?
What's happening here?
There is a St. Mary's and a Mount St. Mary's, and they're in opposite regions for a reason, obviously. One's in the east and one's in the west. But let's be honest. I don't think there's ever been any of these teams in the play-in games that actually even win a game, have there?
16 seed? No. No 16 seed has ever beaten a 1 seed. However, the 11 seeds, the play-in games, every year they've done the first four, at least one of the 11 seeds have gone on to win their next round matchup.
Okay. Well, there you go. So that's tonight, Mount St. Mary's versus New Orleans. I took New Orleans.
I got New Orleans.
And Steve-O took Mount St. Mary's. What's the next game tonight?
Fun game after that one, tipping at 9:10, Wake Forest, Kansas State. That's going to be a good matchup.
I went with Kansas State, so did Steve-O.
I got Wake Forest.
Okay. We'll see how that shakes out. And then Wednesday night's games, obviously we'll talk about this tomorrow night, but
yep.
USC taking on Providence and North Carolina Central taking on UC Davis. We'll talk about those tomorrow.
Yes.
And then the big day, Thursday. I love Thursday through Sunday. The first
favorite,
two rounds.
Favorite 4 days of the sports year, by
absolutely.
Far, bar none.
It's definitely so much fun to see all the upsets happen. And it's just
so much basketball all day, man. It's so enjoyable.
Let's see. I'll just tell you right now, my Final Four is Villanova, Arizona, Kansas, and North Carolina. There's a really big stretch.
Wow. We have three of the four the same. I got Nova, Zona, Kansas, and UCLA in the Final Four.
You're taking UCLA, really?
Told you, my favorite team to watch. They're probably going to get bounced in the Sweet 16, but...
I think they're going to get bounced by Cincy.
I have Wake Forest beating Cincy.
And I didn't get a chance to print off Steve's complete list of picks, but he did send them to me.
Yes, I saw he has UK in there somewhere. I can tell by your phone.
Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
And I'll catch you tomorrow, possibly.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
We'll catch you then. See you outdoor show.